Women's relationships can be complicated, between friends and colleagues, neighbors and lovers, mothers and daughters. Maybe it's the very complexity that makes them so powerful. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick is here with two novels that explore densely bonded pairs. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Many listeners will remember Bee Season, the best-selling 2000 debut of Myla Goldberg. In my opinion, her latest novel is even better. Feast Your Eyes is presented as a catalog for an exhibition of the work of a fictional photographer named Lillian Preston. The catalog is written by her daughter, Samantha Jane Preston, and it begins like this. Feast your eyes, America. Here she is, America's worst mother, America's bravest mother, America's worst photographer, or America's bravest photographer, depending on who's talking. Using interviews with Lillian's friends and excerpts from her journals and letters, Samantha pieces together the story of her mother's life. The story of a quiet, unassuming girl from Cleveland who became an obsessive renegade street and art photographer in New York in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, engaging along the way issues of free speech and obscenity, women's rights, and abortion. In her youth, her daughter Samantha was the subject of Lillian's most controversial work, a series of photographs of the little girl nude or in her underwear, in the bathtub, eating a popsicle, having a tea party, and most provocatively, offering her weakly smiling mother a glass of milk as she lies in bed with a bloodstain between her legs. That one's titled Mommy is Sick, Brooklyn, 1961. A gallery show of these images resulted in Lillian's arrest, a trial in the media and the courts, and many other consequences, the worst being alienation from Samantha, who grew up furious at her mother. In writing this catalog, Samantha's finally able to see her mother for who she really was. Never have the tension between being an artist and a mother and the consequences of one mistake in judgment been more vividly brought to life. On the first page of Nell Freudenberger's Lost and Wanted, Helen Clapp, a physicist at MIT, receives a text from her best friend, Charlie Boyce. The thing is, Charlie has just died, succumbing in her early 30s to a long struggle with lupus. So what the heck is going on? Charlie and Helen met 15 years ago in their first year at Harvard. An upper-middle-class black girl from Brookline and a work-study white science nerd from Pasadena, their friendship took flight, powered by in-jokes, catchphrases, shared ambitions, and theories about life. After graduation, though, Charlie moved to L.A. and became a screenwriter, married a surfer, had a little girl. Helen stayed on in Boston and has become famous as the author of best-selling science books. Her 7-year-old son, Jack, whose father was an anonymous sperm donor, is the love of her life. Though they haven't spoken for over a year after Charlie's death, Helen begins receiving texts from her iPhone, which her husband hasn't been able to find since she died. But they do seem like they could only have been written by Charlie. Freudenberg is good at explaining physics, but her real genius is in the depiction of relationships. Each one in the novel, whether between adults, adults and children, or among children, is unique, finely drawn, and real. The title is a line from a poem by W.H. Auden, which doesn't fully hit until the end of the book, when it takes on heartrending poignancy. Brimming with wit and intelligence, Lost and Wanted is devoted to the things that matter: life, love, death, and the mysteries of the cosmos.
The books are Feast Your Eyes by Maya Goldberg and Lost and Wanted by Nell Freudenberger. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.